Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the fourth hour of Overdrive. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest, and he was breaking down what really happened in Benghazi, and now it's all out in the open. Finish up what you were getting into about what happened there. In the next long segment, I want to get into what the political ramifications of this means, because they're now on the news saying, we listen to everything you do, and we've been recording everything for 10 years. That's just admitting felonies. And they're back on the news going, we do torture, and it's okay. And we're taking $85 million a month from you. And it's like when criminals, I've studied psychopaths, I know you're a psychiatrist, after they've gotten away with like 20 murders, they start getting real reckless. I guess at a subconscious level, they want to be caught. I'll let you, the psychiatrist, explain it to us in the next segment or tell me if you disagree. But it does seem like they've gone completely insane. And Hillary throwing fits going, what difference does it make? I mean, these people would be a joke if they weren't so dangerous.
You're correct, Alex. The real issue is, and I've said it for years, Hillary Clinton is a very dangerous individual. To say she's a sociopath is undermining. She's really borderline. I mean, she has evil personification as well as Clinton. This is a very dangerous individual. The fact that she happens to be a woman is irrelevant. The deaths that she has from Foster on otherwise outward is really irrelevant. She should have been indicted and put in prison a long time ago. She was culpable. She is directly culpable because she knew exactly what happened. In order to cover up this callous coup against Petraeus, they used the State Department and they used the very people whom I knew. In particular, they used a guy by the name of Patrick Kennedy, who worked for me. He's now the Undersecretary for Management. Now, to say an Undersecretary of Management in state is talking about an individual who can manipulate all the funds, all the positions, and all the careers that's involved. So the DCM in Libya was absolutely correct when he said everything, that nobody really questioned him. They tried to keep him quiet, and Patrick Kennedy really tried to threaten. Patrick, I've known since he was a kid. He worked for me. But he's very much of a Uriah Heep and very Machiavellian. You don't get to the top after 30 years unless you really play the system. In turn, his boss was really Tom Pickering, who was asked to be on a committee to oversee this entire lie where Brennan was trying to take out Petraeus, where, in fact, politically, we were getting into very serious problems of arms shipment into Syria, which Petraeus had wanted. I was against. Hillary Clinton wanted. I was against. But Brennan undercut everybody at the same time, not because it was for political reasons. It was for personal reasons. So for two reasons at the same time, both an illegal shipment of arms and an illegal undercutting of our own DCI. That's the
sure. How does
DCI
doing that Petraeus. Undermine Petraeus? We know they got rid of him after that. The FBI was illegally spying on him.
Now we get Mueller in here. Now, don't forget, Bob Mueller has also been implicated in the Boston Massacre. Remember what I said? He was the Assistant Attorney General in Massachusetts for counterterrorism. He knew all about the governor, who was one of his law partners. He was in charge of counterterrorism in Massachusetts. He knew exactly where the CIA had come in. He knew exactly that the Russians had asked the CIA repeatedly as to where it is. So Mueller, once again, is involved in undercutting one of our operatives, in other words, the director of the FBI. So again, you have these criminals who are continuously overseeing so-called national security. That's Obama, Biden, Brennan, Mueller, Hillary, working in concert. But this time they bring in a Tom Pickering who had all the accoutrements of a great ambassador, and I personally liked him. I wrote a nice blog about him, but I was totally disappointed because he besmirched his reputation, his integrity.
Incredible, incredible doctor.
And he lied because he said this was just a problem of regional security officers. It had nothing
sure,
to do
sure,
with
and they've been caught lying
officers.
Everywhere. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back. You'll have the floor to break down where this goes now. And this is incredible, folks. This is a meltdown of biblical proportions. This is real what you're seeing.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, in that last 3-minute break, Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare operations in the State Department, trained and knows many of the people that are involved today, what he laid out, and I study it every day, I've got all the pieces, he's dead on, but he doesn't just see it like I do from the outside, he knows it. And everything he told us back 7 months ago, a few weeks after this happened, has now been proven. How will the system survive? I mean, I don't think the Republicans can just try to score political points here and say, oh, they screwed up. This is something that makes what Nixon did look pale in significance. Dr. Pachinik, can you repeat what you said during the break about what this signifies, where it's going, what needs to be done? And I said, you know, maybe they're going to stage a new false flag. You said another Boston massacre won't do it. So get into all of it right now, Dr. Steve Pachinik.
All right. What this is far more serious than a Watergate. This is the Watergate on steroids for Obama. Obama must be stopped and impeached. There has to be a special prosecutor assigned and to investigate Obama's involvement in both this, Osama bin Laden, but in the Benghazi affair, the illegalities that were involved, as well as John Brennan, Dempsey, and Pickering and Hillary Clinton. It has to be an independent prosecutor. It cannot be a legislator. The legislators were co-opted, in particular Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and others. I question Esai as well, because many have to know what was happening on. Secondly, they have to release the secret documents that were done on the investigation. They're not secret. They do not affect the national security. Thirdly, Dempsey has to be evaluated by a court of military justice illegal activities committed against his own men and for the stand down. Every general who stood down and every Navy admiral who stood down has to be investigated under military tribunal law, as well as every special forces unit that was used illegally by military law and prosecutors. Everyone below the level of the general, at the colonel and major level, can and refuse any commands from the commander-in-chief. What I'm saying, in effect, is you can now disobey the commander-in-chief because he has committed a crime, and a crime against his own soldiers and American people. The last point is that all of these people have to be indicted, have to go to prison. Otherwise, our system will break apart. What is happening politically on the geopolitical level is that once again the CIA, Petraeus, unfortunately, and Hillary, and now William Burns of the State Department have decided to arm the Syrian opposition, which is really nothing more than Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia, from the Saudi princes who are totally corrupt and inefficient, who have been propped up by the CIA for over 30 years, to take down Bashar Assad. They will not take down Bashar Assad. The Russians will help them. The Iranians will help them. The Chinese will help them. The war will continue. This was initiated by the CIA. This was initiated by Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Kingdom of Jordan. Israel attacked as it needed to attack, but really doesn't have a stake in the game other than to keep out of this and make sure that Hezbollah doesn't take armament. So we are heading into a potential third world war thanks to all of the disaster of an incompetent criminal president, an incompetent criminal vice president, incompetent John Brennan now is the CIA director, an incompetent chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, an incompetent Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and questionable competency of John Kerry. And that means that the American public now has to say we had enough, and either we have an election, a media election, and a recall, and a massive impeachment request for the special prosecutor. This is way beyond Watergate. This is way beyond anything that Bill Clinton did, as much as I despise him. But this does indict the Secretary of State, the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Director of the CIA now, John Brennan, and all of the men involved in the Special Forces unit that was an illegal unit, as well as all the military generals who stood down and the rear admirals must be evaluated by the commanding officers or officers below them in a military court of tribunal and tried for disregard of military arms procedure. And the State Department has to be stripped of Pat Kennedy, of the Secretary of State. Kerry has to be questioned. He's totally incompetent. Pat Kennedy must be thrown out. Eric Boswell must be questioned because he was in charge of the regional security officer. And there must be a release of the secret
data. And that's starting. That's starting. Dr. Pachinik, that's starting. They're dragging them all in, as you know. Let me ask you this question, because you know all these people, you ran the State Department, ran major sections, ran the operations at Camp David. So let me ask you this question. If they were trying to embarrass Petraeus, it all blew back on them. They got Petraeus. That's all come out spying on him. There's this internal war over the power that the founders counted on to keep total tyranny from coming in, the separation of powers. It's saving us again. What do you expect to get done? I hear you saying what needs to be done. I agree with you. What do you expect them to do? Because they're not going to be able to put this back in the bottle, this genie. I believe they will stage false flags.
Well, they will keep stalling it and focus on totally irrelevant issues like more security. And you hear these legislators talk absolute nonsense. What has to happen is the United the public, your public and the public in general, Murdoch, the New York Times, and others have been very helpful in the Huffington Post to ask for immediate recall of the legislators, including the President of the United States, like we did a recall of the governor, recall of the vice president. This is the beginning of a new democracy, and this is a redefinition of what it means to be in the 21st century, when our military cannot perform adequately, when they no longer serve our national security, and when the CIA is destructive to our own national security.
All right, but I know that, I know you've been a senior guy in the CFR, you say it's a debating club now, but in the Pentagon, in the CFR, in the different sectors of power, is the sense that this is the end of not just Obama, but this entire group, because there is a desperation throughout the system that I've talked to people behind the scenes, they're all freaked out too.
That's correct, Alice. In a way, what you're seeing is the more intelligent units that concentrate on geopolitical, like Stratford and others, are really moving towards your area, Austin, Texas, and further south where I'm located. The Northeast is no longer relevant. What you you have is these think tanks with a lot of liberals and non-liberals, Rich Williamson. You have a whole bunch of guys who represented Mitt Romney. They didn't know what they were talking about. The Brookings Institute, the American Enterprise Institute, the Heritage Foundation. They're nothing but welfare institutions. They're nothing but institutions which allow people to live their life without having produced anything. The money has to be stopped.
So you got a bunch of spoiled brats pretending to be James Bond on power trips.
Well, it's not only that. There is no James Bond. CIA has never been effective in really taking out anybody. That's why I went on my own. I never used CIA. I was never part of the CIA. But often the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, backed me up. The CIA is a very incompetent organization, replete, unfortunately, with Irish Catholic individuals who follow a hierarchical system, who instead of following the Holy Father, follows the Holy President or whatever system tells them to do what they do. It's not an accident. They're Donlan, they're Brennan, they're Biden, they're all Irish things. McDermott, Rhodes. I mean, you really have a system that really attracts a certain type of individual that needs a hierarchy that claims that they're serving national security, when in fact that they're destructive of national security. Our national security is really quite safe as long as we get rid of those who destroy it, which is the CIA. Our military has been very destructive. The military-industrial complex, including Halliburton, SAIC, L3 Communication, Northrop Grumman, Bell Helicopters, all useless. We don't need any of that now. We're getting into cyber war and cyber terror, which is probably the most important issue, but I don't need all these soldiers who are having sex scandals and can't fight and no longer are able to fight any enemies. We're creating the very enemies we don't need.
Yeah, let's explain what you say about the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of. They go start wars and fund al-Qaeda so they then have something to fight later, and it helps their interest, but they're destroying the entire tree they're sitting in, the United States.
Correct. In the meantime, however, the good news is we have construction companies. We have individuals who understand that this is totally, totally inappropriate American society. In the 21st century, we're doing exactly what our founding fathers did, which is to have a revolution in a peaceful way through the Internet with people who I don't know about, anonymous people. And
sure. People that agree with each other working in different ways. What's going to happen? What, from the insiders right now, where is all this going? How much trouble is Obama in?
The insiders have no idea of what they're doing. Basically, they're the gang who couldn't shoot straight. You know, we always assume that the FBI knows what they're doing. They don't. For 30 years, I couldn't get the FBI to rappel off the helicopters and do anything really in hostage negotiation. Yet they portray themselves in movies as if they know what they're doing. I told you Mueller was a disaster. He was brought in on 9/11. He had been compromised before that. He had been compromised after that. Osama bin Laden, he's now compromised Benghazi. I told you Hillary Clinton has been a disaster and a corrupt. She has to be taken out. She can no longer serve in our country. She should no longer be available. She is a criminal, as is Obama.
And she's using the blackmail, right? That's why she's so powerful, because doesn't she have the biggest files?
Well, she has the biggest files, but the bottom line is if you look at the Obama administration, they're nothing more than retread Clinton people who were disasters, and they were retread Carter individuals. None of these guys are originals who came out of anywhere. We do have very talented individuals. I would say I would do what Eisenhower, George Marshall did, and George Marshall did, and I would fire the first 600 generals, admirals, and Air Force generals because they're totally useless. We don't have a war, and I would start to promote our captains and majors and force them to say, okay, enough is enough. Either you stay in the military or you get rid of your superior.
By the way, what you mentioned is true. They've never done this.
600 generals and all of these incompetents. Easily we could get rid of Panetta, who should have been indicted. Easily we could have gotten rid of Hillary Clinton, and we could have gotten, now Tom Pickering has to be evaluated, Pat Kennedy should be fired, Eric Boswell should be investigated.
Sure.
Every one of the so-called securitized or information that was classified has to be opened up by an independent committee. I do not trust Feinstein. I do not trust Pelosi. I do not trust any of them. It has to be an independent process.
All right, let me ask you a question as a psychiatrist, and not just a quack one, but somebody that's done famous negotiations, co-written books with Tom Clancy. I just throw that out, not for any narcissism right. For you, but for listeners to know who was on the air if they just tuned in, StevePaschenik.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. If you just tuned in, everything you're saying I know to be true from deep research of it. The general public is working too hard to have all the details here. But here's my question for you. When I look at Pelosi and I look at Hillary and I look at the FBI and CIA people they've had follow me and at Bilderberg, they are like little kids talking into their suit jacket. Like you could see like a little kid in a Batman outfit. They're imagining they're superheroes. I go to movies and see bureaucrats and cops watching Olympus Has Fallen, total fantasy, watching Iron Man. The cops and people in the audience think it's real. It's like a nation of children. Where does this go with this Hollywood delusion with, like you said, FBI that can't, rappel off helicopters? And they're buying billions of rounds of ammo, armored vehicles, openly training for war with the American people. They can't even hold Baghdad. They can't control Afghanistan, but they really think they're going to start a civil war. I talk to good FBI people, federal marshals. I get the training manuals. We're the ones that break them. And it says all the Christians are terrorists. All the veterans are evil. I mean, it's like cartoonish, like something Dr. Evil in a comedy would be talking like. You've got the military saying people can't pray, to Jesus. I mean, it's like we've become the Soviet Union, but they haven't taken over. They're just self-destructing, running around like lunatics. So as a psychiatrist, here's my rant. As a psychiatrist, have they gone insane like Nero? Because I know they're competent and they're evil, but I mean, how crazy are they?
It's not relevant to me. As a psychiatrist, you have to remember two things. One, I did assassination. Two, I incarcerated those who were the criminally insane. So either way, it doesn't matter to me whether they're evil or not. Once they've committed the act of terror or criminal, they either go to prison or they're executed. It's quite simple. What you need is a leader who understands that, is not afraid, works within that constitution because they have been criminally indicted. As long as you have lawyers and legislators, you're going to have nothing but babble and psychobabble. The issue now as a psychiatrist is very simple. From my point of view, I've been used in five administrations to take out leaders, to take out systems without having to do as much as the military does because they're ineffective, without using the CIA, but you can take them out. If the people want somebody like me to lead them and I go forth, I mean, they pick somebody, but they have to have somebody who's not beholden to anyone. They have to have somebody who understands the system, is willing to take it down very rapidly and start to fire people the way Marshall did, the way Eisenhower did, and they have to pick people who understand that this is not an issue whether they're sick or not sick. It's irrelevant to us now. We have a revolution. The revolution is clear. You have people who are totally incompetent. They're totally criminal. Either we do something about it, they get indicted, or they get executed. There's not very much to say more than that, because otherwise we're going to see them commit another act and continuously commit what we call socialistic acts until, you said correctly, they get caught. The only way to stop them is to literally stop them. That's what I believe. That's what I've done in five administrations, and that's why I don't belong to any one of these parties one of the affiliations.
Sure, last week.
I fired, and I indicted, and I imprisoned, and I did what I had to do. That's what America has to do now. It's very simple.
Sure, I want to understand their mindset on average so that I can understand, but I understand it's a collection of different groups.
Their mindset, I could call them criminally and sociopath. It doesn't really matter. They don't really care. They just continue on. I mean, Esai started by breaking into cars and built up a security company, Esai, and now he's an investigator. I mean, a criminal now investigates criminals. I mean, where they began and where they started is not relevant to me. It's the actions that they've committed. You and I know since the beginning of time in Osama bin Laden, Bush Jr. has never been punished. Never been punished. His father goes out and explains it, and finally his mother says, no more Bush. Well, that's not enough. Bush has to be held accountable, Cheney, more than just the story, more than allowing them to get on TV. Either he goes under prosecution, criminal, or...
All right. We don't need to go there. Listen, here's my issue. I talk to active duty military people, as you do, and they tell me half the people, a couple years ago it was like 35%, now half the people in the military are totally awake, they're listening to this show. I don't say that as, I don't like that. It's kind of scary that nobody else has stood up and that we're one of the biggest oppositions to this. I just want common sense and a future for my children. But let's take Alex Jones and Steve Pachinik out of the equation. Okay, what do you expect places What do you expect to unfold now is what I'm trying to get at, because I don't think they're probably going to do anything to Obama, even though he's been caught with his pants completely down. But then all that does is reaffirm the loss of confidence, and then I expect them to stage an even bigger grouping of Boston bombings to then try to put martial law in. They won't call it martial law, and I think that will even make them lose even more credibility.
Well, let me be very blunt. I mean, you know, I've been warned of this repeatedly. There's not an accident that while Obama's been in the presidency, he's lauded and people have lauded the story of Abraham Lincoln, another tyrant from my point of view, who, of course, had gotten rid of habeas corpus and had indicted many of his own people and then had an aggression against the South for reasons that he claimed were the freedom of slavery, but that wasn't the case. It was to retain the republic. You either indict Obama, he goes to prison, or you execute him. There are not many alternatives. Now, either our military will stand up as a military, it won't. Most of the time, I'm very unimpressed by our generals, our colonels, and those who've come to the top. Now I'm asking the majors, the captains, and the lieutenants, if you stay in the military, you're going to decide what you're going to have to do in the military. That means a junta, and that means you're going to have to do it in an effective way. I am asking for treason. Treason in the time.
Yeah,
of
I want to be specific. Hold on, I didn't know you were going to go there. Isn't Obama just a puppet? I wish no harm upon him.
He's not just a puppet. Puppets are as dangerous as anybody else. The puppet talks while the master, whether it's Brennan or the military-industrial complex, is not relevant. If there's to be a military and there's to follow the command and control and their allegiance to the country, then they have to act accordingly. Dempsey did not. Mullen did not. Ryder did not. Jones did not. I mean, I can go through every Marine Corps captain. Every one of these generals were brought into the military when they were born in the 70s. None of them really saw combat other than the ones that they created. So you have a military that's dysfunctional, bloated, and ineffective. You have a CIA dysfunctional, bloated, and ineffective.
Yeah, well, let me say this. The last thing I want is anything to happen to Obama outside of courts, because that'll turn him into some type of hero. And what's incredible is you're who you say you are, co-write books with Tom Clancy, ran black ops all over the world. You know, mainstream news says you assassinated world leaders. And you're on my show saying this. And, I mean, are you ready for the Secret Service to come after you?
Secret Service has been after me for a long time. The Secret Service is the most dysfunctional unit I've ever seen. All they do is protect one man, and they protect other presidents. They have no service whatsoever to the United States people. They do not protect them. They make believe that they're
monitoring. No, I know, but you've talked about this stuff before on air. Why aren't they coming after you?
Billions of dollars.
What?
Nothing more than to protect one man who's incompetent. And the Secret Service, quite frankly, is collusive. There's no reason for a major Secret Service. When you had Truman leaving, he left. When you had Eisenhower leaving, he didn't have an entourage. This was an absolute creation of their own dimension and their own narcissism.
Sure, it's like turning the Chinese emperors into slaves with all the pomp and circumstance, more of the legalist stuff. But, look, I'm trying to understand this because I mean, I'm not saying, don't you want to clarify what you said or walk that back? Because,
I don't want to clarify. It's very simple. If I am asked to do what I was asked to do in five administrations, to take out Aldo Moro, to take out Noriega, to take out others, why would I not want also to take out the very people who have committed the crimes against our own government? That's not an act of treason when you have tyranny, and they've been proven.
No, I hear you. This is just completely over the top.
I'll go to jail. But if I'm the one to go to jail, then who else will join me? This is a cry for freedom. This is not some right-wing nut. I said this about Osama bin Laden. I said it about 9/11. I said it about Joe Bush Jr. I said it about Cheney. How many times can I repeat it? You don't take a sociopath and you don't let him go. You just incarcerate him, indict him, or execute him. It's not complicated, but you don't listen to his words. And we have a bunch of sociopaths. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bush Jr. You have Obama. You have Biden. These are all sociopaths who are rewarded by us, and they're enforced by their own little group called the Secret Service and a whole group of other sociopaths who are criminal called the CIA, who are total disasters. You have generals who have allegiance to their pension and not to their country, and they create wars that they can't even win. Iraq.
All right.
Afghanistan,
man,
Syria,
I tell you, this is
Yemen, Somalia.
This is an insane time to be alive, and I just wish.
It's not insane. It's really. No, it's what Thomas Jefferson said, my friend.
No, I hear you. You got a lot of cojones.
Every generation must fight for its own democracy. That's what we're doing.
All right.
These guys
we're on the march.
For a peaceful solution.
The
empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement Heart and Body Extract has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid and organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some.
Well, I've been completely blindsided today. Dr. Steve Pachinik has produced major Hollywood movies. He's co-written books with Tom Clancy, written his own bestsellers. He was the main psychiatrist negotiator for the Camp David Accords. He has been involved in black ops all over the world, one of the founders of Delta Force. And he's on my show, talking about all this. And look, it's not that I'm afraid of repercussions because I'm a guy that's always calling for nonviolence. Because I believe in ideas and exposing their lies will make them lose credibility. We're going to go back to Dr. Pachinik. Let me have the last word on this. But I'll tell you where I stand. The American people have let corruption take over. We have been too passive. We have worshipped bureaucracy. We have worshipped the red carpets of all these people. The top generals, it's been widely reported, are on beautiful jets with secretaries sex servicing them, with walnut and maple wood paneling and champagne. And then the troops are on C-130s with fleas and flies and ticks defecating in buckets with stuff running down the hallways. And I've talked to family that's in the military, and they're still gung-ho, but they're like, oh, yeah, everything's collapsing, but we can do it. 5, 6, 7 tours. You never made somebody serve over one tour. I mean, just why are they committing suicide? You're using them like you know, 500,000 miles on a pair of tires that are supposed to go 100,000. They know what they're doing. There is a crazy disconnect going on. And the globalists want a civil war in this country. They want to get one started because they can't win the Velvet Revolution. You know, I look, I know that Adam Kokesh isn't a globalist operative, but he wants armed marches on D.C. He has a right to do it, to educate about the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court's ruled they can do it, but the police chief says they can't. D.C. Heller. I understand he has a right. I don't think he's a bad guy. I admire his courage, but my gut says it's bad. And as for Pachinik, Dr. Steve Pachinik here with us, I get him on about Benghazi because he accurately said what happened 7 months ago, a few weeks after it happened. And then he goes off into this whole other area that, you know, Doc, I got to say something. I mean, I know you've been a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, the whole nine yards, and I would have to think that you believe you're protected by something to be able to talk like that on air. But even if I believed what you're saying, you know, obviously I wouldn't say it, but I don't believe what you're saying. I do not believe a military coup in this country is the way to go because the bureaucracy is still all there. I mean, what are you saying on the airwaves here?
What I'm saying is basically you've already had a military coup when every one of the congressmen and senators, you just saw Portman, Senator Portman, the so great spokesman for Mitt Romney, in other words, who's a Republican fiscal, say, oh, no, I need M1 Abrams tanks, when in fact the Army said, we don't need it. And he said, no, he lied. We need it for national security. And the Army said, no. What's happening is every legislator, every senator has been under attack and hostage by the military-industrial complex. That means the tank, the PETA factories. What has happened is they're already under military-industrial coup already. What I'm saying is our military is dysfunctional. They are no longer functional. Our generals have no longer been in an area of combat for national security. They've created the wars they've created. It's time for them to be judged,
all right,
indicted, and executed.
Okay, no more of that. Listen.
Now, wait a minute. It's not something that I'm just out of right field. I ran the Kremlin insane ward. I had the same types of generals there who were indicted for mass murders. I had the same types of legislators who were indicted for all kinds of criminal activities. This is not unique. A physician has two obligations, to heal and to execute if necessary if the patient is moribund or you have cancer. What we have now is the cancer in the system. The cancer in the system is growing to such an extent that words are not doing anything. So you have somebody like the DCM who comes out and blows the whistle, and I admire him. You have an regional security officer who admires them. Then I have somebody like Issei saying, oh, that's very nice, and a lot of legislators who just have blabber. Unless you indict your president, unless you indict and have an investigation, it doesn't have to be with wars and weapons.
No, I get it. We need to have a special prosecutor.
Clinton for a fellatio. You certainly can indict Obama for military miscreant behavior, for inappropriate in command and control, for criminal activities against the United States, and you can do that for Biden, you can do that for the White House, you can do that for everyone.
But how do you... Sure. Let me stop you for a minute. There you go. I mean, we do what we did with Nixon. That's the way this needs to go. My question to you is, they are creating a secret army, the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, the training for war with us. So I'm trying to stop all this before it goes to that.
Well, it's not going to go to that because, number one, this army didn't even function well in Iraq in the wars they created. They didn't function well in Afghanistan. What is happening now? The real burden goes to those below the generals. That's why I address the captains and the lieutenants who say, do you want to remain in the army? Clean out your army, clean out your navy, clean out your air force. The veterans, 1 million who are 40% who have PTSD and 40% who have suicide rates. If you want to do something with it, then you're going to have to deal with the VA that's ineffectual. General Shinseki, who I've asked for the retirement repeatedly, and for the fact that you will not get the treatment. You have 1 million veterans who have to do something. In 1927, 1 million veterans walked on Washington, and it was General MacArthur who had to stop it. But unless you go to the streets, unless you go to the internet, unless anonymous people do what they have to do, this system will not break down just by little spurts of discussion and a little spurt of questioning. It has to be exactly what I do. A physician examines, cures, or decides you terminate. That's exactly what we do. We apportion health care. Whether it sounds obscene or Mengele, that's not even relevant. We do that all the time. Ask any physician in the emergency room. He will evaluate what's out there. The people he can treat. Those he can't will have to wait. And those who committed the crimes or whatever will rarely get treated. Now we've come into a system that is so sick that unless you prosecute them, indict them, with an investigator that's totally independent of the system, that doesn't get a bonus, doesn't get paid, is not part of the military like Dempsey, is not part Pickering, who belongs to Boeing and to various other organizations, to the Council on Foreign Relations, or Pat Kennedy, who's paid by the State Department, or Eric Boswell, who's still being paid by the State Department, or Dempsey, who has his pension and double debt. Do you understand what I'm getting at? Unless you get to the core of the money and take away their money and then strip them down into an investigative procedure, nothing will happen. If nothing then happens, then the American public deserves what it has called for. What I say is revolution. Revolution, I said it 11 years ago when 9/11 happened. Revolution in any way you want, the form that you take. But Thomas Jefferson said it. Adams said it. George Washington said it. He warned us repeatedly of people like Obama, Clinton, and Bush Jr. They are constant sociopaths who will self-aggrandize. Whatever they are as a psychiatrist is not relevant to me. What they do and damage to our veterans, to our people who have no job, to the wars and killing of 380,000 innocent Iraqi, Afghani, Pakistanis, and create civil wars in Iraq and shift it to the Shiite, with Iran then, and then create another war where they go gung-ho in the CIA. That is criminal activity. You have to pay for that. You go.
It really is criminal activity. Well, the reason
it's
I bring up this...
very complicated.
Sure. The reason I bring up the psychology...
I will be happy to explain it
sure.
again.
Doc,
again.
Can you hear me? I mean, my point is they are going crazy. I mean, they're publicly funding Al-Qaeda while saying, give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda. What will happen if the American people don't have a restoration of the republic and try to turn things around? What will happen? They will just steal everything until everything collapses. They're devaluing the dollar. They are insane. I understand you're desperate. I understand you're putting yourself out on a limb saying this. I mean, I know you're a real guy who's done a lot of things and, you know, basically, you know, has a lot of will. My only issue is I think we're winning in the info war. And I think if things just go a little bit further down the line without having a shooting war, we're going to win this thing. Now, if a shooting war starts...
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying necessarily a shooting war. I'm just saying that a war of action. A war of action doesn't have to be a shooting war. For example, Murdoch and Fox News did a great job in Benghazi. The New York Times, Jill Abramson, did a very great job on Sandy Hook. Huffington Post did a great job on revealing very others. You've done a phenomenal job. It's got to keep going on. The issue here is that you don't have a body of legislative individuals who can be trusted. Feinstein cannot be trusted. Pelosi cannot be trusted. Max Baucus. You can't trust the people who are overseeing the criminal.
Well, they're weird. They're weird people.
That has to have immediate action. Whether you incarcerate them or you assign a special prosecutor designated by the people or the governors, that's fine by me. But the question is the system has to change much more rapidly than our going on the radio for 11 years and warning people this has been going on repeatedly.
And it's clearly getting worse. All right, Dr. Pachinik.
I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm not desperate at all. I'm as calm and cool, collected as I was the day when I said to you, 9/11 was a standout. It was Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Steve Hadley, Sandy Berger on Rendition. I know them all. This is not something that I was totally surprised. This was not something, but nothing was done. Then they all got frightened that I might take them out. No, I haven't taken them out. Can I take them out? Yes. Does the intelligence community know I can take them out? Yes. Are they afraid of me? Yes. Am I afraid of them? No. Is this a stand down? Yes. Am I the only American who can say this? No, but every American is afraid to state, this is what I am. I'm an American citizen, and I'm sick of what's going on. That's all they have to say. The governors are powerful. You've got southern governors like Rick Perry. You've got Scott Perry. You've got in Florida. You've got Rick Scott in Florida. You've got South Carolina. You've got North Carolina. You've got Georgia. The power has shifted geopolitically from the north. And I say the think tanks and the Council on Foreign, they're all dead. They're basically demented individuals who have nothing else to say, and they still want to stay alive. They're being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. You have Strothe Taub running the Brookings Institute, who was the former Deputy Secretary of State and the roommate of Clinton, and he's running an institute totally useless.
Well, no, they hate America. They hate free market. He's admitted communist.
By the U.S. government. You've got L3 Communications, totally useless. You've got Boeing. You've got Northrop Grumman, all of whom immediately went from a dysfunctional system into cybersecurity and got paid for nonsensical work and pieces of work that I look at and I say are not even worthy. So unless the people stand forth and they want to do it through the legal process, legislation.
No, I hear you. It's a disaster.
Pachenik,
Doc, we're out of time. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. And
we'll hopefully try to talk to you again soon and see what happens with these statements you've made on air.
Well, it's going
to
blow out. Alex, it'll blow out more.
So just expect everything to get even crazier. All right, Dr. Pachenik, thank you very much. I've got some closing comments on this. I've been on air 3 hours and 46 minutes. I got a little bit tired towards the end of the show, and I get hit by something like this. I'm ready for a nap. I wanted to talk about Benghazi. I'm going to bring these people down with their crimes. And Pachenik, it's just my life is too bizarre. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you right now. This is way over my head, but it's way over everybody else's head. We're all just humans, and this is crazy land. The globalists are crazy, and the only way to respond to crazy is crazy. I mean, I get that, but I just can't handle it anymore. By the way, I'm not on air tomorrow. I'll be calling in on the show. I'm going to spend some time with family. We've got Holland Van de Nieuwenhoff coming in. He always does a great job. And we're going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight in here with them. And I'll be calling in at noon on the show. I'm just spending some time with my parents for Mother's Day and my kids. The only way I can spend time with my kids, because I end up working 18 hours a day, is to take off a day here and there. But I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 o'clock. There's InfoWars Nightly News tonight. White House rethinking plan to arm Syrian rebels. Wait a minute. Didn't they do that already? It's just what they put out to create the illusion that they haven't been arming them all along. That's just designed to get to a public that doesn't pay attention. Will you guys punch up InfoWars.com for me? Thanks. Breaking, 3D printable gun ordered shut down by the government. That is big breaking news. We have the letter. We broke it. InfoWars.com. Clinton Rice presented awards for public service on the same day as Benghazi hearing. Just, there's no end to these nuts, man. They love awards. It's like total... what do you call it? Narcissism world. Boston top cop warns against police state. I mean, that is really a joke. Pot calling the kettle black. Al-Qaeda now in control of CIA's covert war in Syria. Australian activists defeat spy cameras in landmark case. Very important article. Israel rescues Al-Qaeda terrorists from Syria. That's in the Israeli papers. That they go get the jihadis. They're going across the border, and they got field hospitals set up taking care of Al-Qaeda. I mean, we have entered the ninth dimension here. It just goes on and on. That's just some of the news up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's some of the news over at Drudge. Obama seeks to make Cruz the face of the GOP opposition. They're scared of Cruz being a libertarian Ron Paul type. So they act like they're not scared and go, better not be like that or we'll beat you. Dems long to turn Lone Star State blue. Yeah, Obama is in Austin right now. We're on the radio right now while Pachenik was saying all that stuff. I mean, this is just complete bizarro world. President's second trip to Texas in 2 weeks. Rick Perry, he's come to the right place to tout economic growth. Texas ranks 18th in unemployment. Illinois ranks 50th. Governor will be waiting on tarmac. I think Obama's already landed, hadn't he? He's going to fly a stupid helicopter around. Texas cheerleader after winning Bible lawsuit. I knew that God was going to work it out, so that's part of that. All hat, no cattle, there's Obama. Absolutely, that's a good saying. Big Sis, Bill gives Big Sis virtually unlimited, sole, unreviewable, that's what they're doing with Obamacare, all this, transfer dictatorial power, discretion to ICE. Council warns Congress. I mean, it's just a total takeover. Bill Gates paid $330 million for a Da Vinci manuscript. And it just goes on and on. Intelligence report noted possibility of Boston attack. Gee, think so? FBI under fire. Oh, really? Why do you think? So they didn't know him. Of course they knew him. And it just goes on and on. Hillary accepts public service award. Again, on day of Benghazi, I already mentioned that. American stabbed outside embassy in Cairo. Russian showcases military pomp for Victory Day. It just goes on and on. That celebrates the end of World War II. Or the victory over the Nazis. Detroit's in worse shape than they even thought previously. Well, I thought government would fix it. That's just some of the news. And there's a bunch of key Second Amendment videos we've got posted up on Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, this show is Mach 50 on Hair on Fire. If you're not supporting us, you're not supporting the fight for liberty. So fund the InfoWar today. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Type of stuff I'm talking about here. And then now with Benghazi. Again, I'm not tooting my horn, but I don't even really want to cover it. Because, I mean, what's the point? There it is. The Queen pleads poverty. Royal aides ask ministers for help with palace heating bill. that was just 15 million pounds for one palace. You can actually find the multi-billion dollar or billion pound, excuse me, article. That was Daily Mail as well. Now expanding on all of this, but you need to go with less Obama says, you know, you're making $125,000 a year, you're rich, you need to pay more taxes. But he pays 18% tax. The average middle class person pays over 40% federal tax, if you count Social Security on top of it, FICA. And then the big money guys, the billionaires, are basically all exempt because they write the laws. But that's okay because Obama spends $100 million per vacation. Biden, it's something like $50 million. You can pull it up. $100 million so that teleprompter reading Harvard whore lawyer can have the trendies all lust after him. I'm telling you, if GQ magazine told their readers it was trendy to shoot themselves in the head, they'd do it. I mean, hell, they got Gloria Steinem saying it's sexy to kill your kid. I had an abortion and women are wearing them going, it's fun, it's my right. And they get into it like, ah, yeah, damn it, it's smart. And it's the same culture. These are nothing but decadent slime bags begging for society to collapse. Criminals want things to collapse. They want to be caught at a subconscious level. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls. The question is, will Republicans just say it's a screw-up, resign Hillary? Like, may they get tough and call for a resignation? How about her arrest? Something like this could bring down the whole national security fraud system. Hey, they go or we all go. They go or your pension funds are gone. They're going to take everything. Because they like to do it. It's their nature. Don't get in a pit with 15 cobras. You're going to get bit. We either deal with them. It's us or them. I mean, I talk to reporters now, and I just go, I'm not going to try to convince you a jack squat. What planet are you living on to not know we're in deep trouble? They're all over the news saying they've recorded everything we've said and done for 10 years illegally. And they're smiling in our face. Every major vaccine has been found to have cancer virus nanotech packets in it. I call it nanotech. They're engineered, long-term, frozen, packed in RNA into DNA fragments to be activated by hormonal fluctuations in the body. They're implanting us with soft-kill bioweapons. And I'm supposed to sit here and back off what I'm saying? I'm supposed to sit here and mince words? I'm supposed to sit here and play patty cake with everyone? Alex in San Diego on Benghazi. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm all right, sir. I took my shots this morning. Go ahead.
Alex, I was just calling to actually bring up something real quick. Bring up that I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous right now.
Just drink some fluoride, man. Come on.
Alex, I was going to mention the Republican logo, actually, real quick, and the stars.
Yeah, it used to be the stars were up, now the stars are upside down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is something I think you should tackle. I mean, ask Ron Paul how he feels about that and other Republicans. I mean, everything on flags and logos have meaning. And
yeah,
no,
I wouldn't. It doesn't mean he's part of it because the RNC flipped it 5 years ago or 6 years ago. I mean, it's just all part of they think. They're saying we get negative power out of flipping. The star is the human body, the head, the arms, the legs. It's just a symbol of empowering humanity. It's an ancient symbol, a symbol of the stars, saying we came from the stars. That's the 5,000-year-old Egyptian equation of 666 sundial. Okay? Now, they flip it upside down and say, we have dark power. That's all it is a bunch of wimps calling on satanic power, calling to be absolutely crushed, calling for Stargate of Hell to open and swallow their soul into the ninth dimension. All right, ladies and gentlemen, second hour coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.